Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Let's get some sun.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is activity.
And our title is At the Beach. At the Beach. Peter, what happened on yesterday's show?
We learned that our friends are going to the beach. Taylor will join them, too. They go surfing. They can ride the waves.
Yeah, and today is the day of their beach trip. I'm so excited for them. I hope they have a good time. Let's find out. Here's Peter with our Read It.
Sunscreen is important. It protects your skin from cancer. A lot of people don't tan. They just burn. Those people need to put on sunscreen every few hours. Rob and Alex are finished surfing. It was a lot of fun. It was good exercise, too. Alex passes Rob a towel. Maybe they can go snorkeling next. Then they can see the fish, turtles, and other animals in the ocean.
The beach is a fun place to go to, but I can't be outside for too long on a hot summer day.
Oh, really? Why not?
Because I will turn really red, and being outside for hours and hours is not good for my skin.
That's why it's important to protect your skin whenever you go outside, not only in the summer.
You're right about that. And it's always important for us to learn some new keywords. Here's our wonderful teacher, Christina.
Hello, 夏天的时候很多人喜欢往海边跑，但是防晒千万不要疏忽咯。防晒油或者是防晒乳叫做 sunscreen, 因为 screen 有隔离遮蔽的意思，所以 sun, 太阳加上 screen,变成 sunscreen, 就是防晒乳的意思了。做好防晒工作可以避免罹患皮肤癌。癌症就是 cancer. You don't want to get skin cancer. 有些人到海边就想把自己的皮肤晒成像巧克力一样的棕色，或者是黑黑亮亮的。这种晒成棕褐色或者是又黑的皮肤就可以用动词 tan。但是你知道有些人是晒不黑的，他们晒一下就受伤，皮肤发红、脱皮、起水泡。Some people don't tan. 晒伤的话用动词 burn. Some people don't tan. They just burn. 去海边也需要准备浴巾 towel. 请你跟我一起来练习这个字的发音 towel. Towel. Remember to bring some towels to the beach.Alex 说除了冲浪之外他还喜欢浮潜 snorkeling. Alex also enjoys snorkeling. 那你呢到了海边去喜欢做哪些活动呢
？Do you have any sunscreen?
Yes, I have two bottles.
I like the beach, but I don't enjoy sunbathing.
I don't either.I don't tan. I burn.
Sunscreen protects your skin from cancer.
Good. Some people only put it on once, but you should put it on every few hours.
Yes. It's especially important to put on sunscreen after you get out of the water.
Taylor and Linda prepare for their beach trip.Linda has two bottles of sunscreen.
Sunscreen is a special lotion you put on your skin. It protects your face and body from the hot sun. If you go to the beach, you should always bring sunscreen with you.
Yes, I always put on sunscreen when I go outside, especially in the summer, whether I'm riding my bike, hiking, or playing tennis.
It's a good thing Linda has two bottles. She can share them. Taylor likes the beach, but she doesn't enjoy sunbathing. And neither does Linda.
I don't either.
I don't either. What a great sentence. Let's have Rebecca teach us more about it. So let's visit her right now.
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. If you want to say something as if you are agreeing with someone else, you can use this grammar point. For example, she doesn't either. And here's another example. I don't like that shirt either. Friends, make sure that you use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Now, Linda doesn't like sunbathing because she doesn't tan. Peter, can you tell us more about the word tan?
Well, when your skin turns brown because you have been in the sun for a while, we use this word tan. You can tell a friend, you have a nice tan, or during my vacation, I got a tan.
Well, Linda doesn't get tan. She burns, so she turns really red from the hot sun. This is not good. This can be dangerous.
It can be very dangerous. If you burn your face or your body, you can injure and damage your skin. That can be very serious.
Yes, and that's why it's important to wear sunscreen. Now, we learned wearing sunscreen protects your skin from cancer. Let's go to Christina. She will teach us more about this sentence.
Taylor 说防晒乳保护你的皮肤不至于得癌症。Sunscreen protects your skin from cancer. 我们来学这个句型 ,protect A from B, 表示保护 A 不受 B 的伤害。比如说 ,sunscreen protects your skin from burns. 防晒乳保护你的皮肤不被晒伤。或者 ,the umbrella can protect your hair from the rain.雨伞可以保护你的头发不被雨淋湿。这就是 protect A from B 的用法。
Thank you very much, Christina. Sunscreen protects your skin from cancer. Cancer is a disease that can spread to one or more parts of your body.
Yeah, it's a very sad situation. Well, that's why it's important to protect yourself.Not only by staying out of the sun for a long time, but also by eating healthy foods and exercising.
That's right. So, Marie, how often should you put on sunscreen?
Some people only put it on once, but you really should put it on every few hours.
Yes, it's especially important to put on sunscreen after you get out of the water, too. Friends, don't forget.
Oh, and we can't forget to take a short break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
It is really important to protect your skin.So, Peter, what are some other ways we can protect our face or our bodies?
Well, my nose sticks out a little bit, so I should always wear a hat to shade my face. That way it will protect my nose from the sun.
Yeah, that is a very smart idea. Well, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
Can you pass me that towel?
Sure.
Surfing is fun, but now I'm tired.
Me too. It's a great workout.
What other water sports do you like, Alex?
I enjoy snorkeling. I like looking at the fish, turtles, and other animals in the ocean.
That sounds really cool.
What about you, Rob?
I just like to go swimming. It's a lot of fun.
Rob and Alex are at the beach. So what are some things that you usually do at the beach?
Well, I always bring things. I bring my sunglasses, my bathing suit, of course, some snacks, and a towel.
Great, and you can use them all at the beach. A towel, yes. A towel is something you should bring with you at the beach. When you get out of the water, you dry yourself with a towel.
That's right. A towel is a piece of cloth you dry things with. After I wash the dishes, I dry them with a small towel. I also dry my hair with a towel.
Rob asks Alex, can you pass me that towel? Pass is a good word to know. Here's Christina to tell us more about it.
Rob 需要浴巾，所以对 Alex 说 ，Can you pass me that towel？ 可以把那条浴巾传给我吗？动词 pass 就是传递的意思，在西式的用餐中也常常用到这个字。比如说 ，Can you pass me the bread？ 你可以把那个面包传给我吗？同样的一句话，你也可以说 ，Can you pass the bread to me？ 这两种说法都是可以的。另外 ，pass 这个动词很有意思，它也可以表达超过或跳过。比如说玩扑克牌的时候，没有牌可以出了，就可以说 pass， 表示跳过这一轮弃权不出牌。或者考试通过也可以用 pass， 比如 she passed all the tests。动词 pass 的用法很多哦。
Thank you very much, Christina.Rob and Alex had fun surfing, but now they are feeling really tired.
Yeah, they had a good workout, but maybe they can do something else, something like snorkeling.
That is a good idea, but actually, I think Alex and Rob are too tired to go snorkeling, but they can always do it another time. Snorkeling is when you swim with your head underwater.And you use a special tube to breathe. You can see many beautiful plants and fish under the water.
Now, have you ever gone snorkeling before?
I have. I've been one time, and it was really amazing. I saw many things like colorful fish and plants. It was great. How about you?
Yes, it's one of my favorite things to do when I go to the beach. I love looking at all the fish.And you breathe underwater.
Yeah, it's really neat. Now, Alex enjoys snorkeling. He likes looking at the fish and other animals in the ocean.
But Rob has never gone snorkeling. But maybe one day, Alex can take him.
Yeah, Rob just likes to go swimming. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Hey, I just said that.
A lot of fun is today's...Calendar phrase!
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. 那非常好玩。
I love the beach.
It's a lot of fun.
I love swimming.
It's a lot of fun.
I love surfing.
It's a lot of fun.
Oh.It's time to put on sunscreen.
That's not a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. 那非常好玩。
That calendar phrase was a lot of fun. So, Peter, where do you like to go swimming?
Well, I live in the city, so the best place for me to go is the pool.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like to go swimming at the beach. It's a lot of fun. Well, I'm glad our friends had a great time today. Maybe you guys can take a trip to the beach with some of your friends very soon.
Yeah, it will be great. But for now, we need to review. Let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Sunscreen. Sunscreen.Sunscreen protects me from the sun.
Cancer. Cancer. Tina is very sick. She has cancer.
Tan. Tan. Judy likes to tan at the beach.
Burn. Burn. The sun burned Joe's back.
Towel. Towel. You can dry your hair with this towel.
Snorkeling. Snorkeling. Snorkeling in the ocean is fun. Okay, friends, those are the key words. Keep on practicing them at home. And now let's take a look back at our lessons one more time.
Do you have any sunscreen?
Yes, I have 2 bottles.
I like the beach, but I don't enjoy sunbathing.
I don't either.
I don't tan. I burn. Sunscreen protects your skin from cancer.
Good. Some people only put it on once, but you should put it on every few hours.
Yes. It's especially important to put on sunscreen after you get out of the water.
Can you pass me that towel?
Sure.
Surfing is fun, but now I'm tired.
Me too. It's a great workout.
What other water sports do you like, Alex?
I enjoy snorkeling. I like looking at the fish, turtles, and other animals in the ocean.
That sounds really cool.
What about you, Rob?
I just like to go swimming. It's a lot of fun.
Water sports like snorkeling are a lot of fun. You're not just swimming under the ocean, but you're able to see and enjoy the things that live under the water. Things like fish, plants, and other sea animals.
Yeah, it's great. Everyone should try snorkeling at least once. It's an experience you'll never forget. Now, when you are snorkeling, you have to wear special equipment. Equipment like wearing goggles so you can see clearly under the water. And you need a tube to your mouth so that you can breathe underwater as well.
Yeah, that's right. And when you go snorkeling, you can see some beautiful coral and beautiful fish. And the water is usually really clear. You know what, Peter? I feel like snorkeling now.
Me too. We should find a good beach to go to. So what is the most amazing thing you have seen underwater when you have snorkeled?
Well, when I went underwater, I saw starfish. It was really amazing. Starfish is one fish that I really want to see.
And it will also be amazing to see Jungle Chit Chat. Let's go there right now.
Ginger, did you bring sunscreen?
No, I don't need sunscreen.
Sunscreen is very important. It protects your skin.
James, I have hair everywhere. That protects my skin.
What about your face, hands, and feet?
Oh, yeah. Okay, bring sunscreen.
Ginger, did you bring a towel?
No, I don't need a towel.
A towel is important. After you swim, you need a towel to dry off.
James, I have hair everywhere. I don't need a towel to dry off.
You don't?
No, I need a hair dryer.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about oceans. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Sandy Beach.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Sandy. Sandy, I have a question today from Helen Kim of Seoul, South Korea. Can you help us answer it?
I can try.
Great. Helen writes, in school, we learned that the ocean covers 71% of the Earth. That's a lot of water. We also learned that there are 5 oceans in the world. Can you teach me the English names of the five oceans?
Sure, I would love to.
You spend a lot of time near the ocean, right, Auntie?
Yes, my house is right on the beach, so I could see the ocean from my house.
So, Sandy, what are the English names of the five oceans?
Well, the biggest ocean is the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean divides Asia, Australia, and the Americas.
Yes, the second largest ocean is the Atlantic Ocean. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. The Atlantic Ocean is the body of water between the Americas and Europe and Africa.
What's the third largest ocean?
The third largest ocean is the Indian Ocean. The Indian Ocean is surrounded by South Asia, Africa, and Australia.
Interesting. And what are the names of the last two oceans?
The last two smaller oceans are the Southern Ocean and the Arctic Ocean.
Okay, let's review. Sandy, please say the names of the oceans one more time, and then friends, you can repeat after her.
Great. Pacific Ocean. Atlantic Ocean. Indian Ocean. Southern Ocean. Arctic Ocean.
Great job, friends. Thanks for your help today, Sandy. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
I love going to the beach, but when is the best time to go to the beach?
Well, of course, when the weather is good, but during the holidays and a weekend, there will be many people. It will be very crowded, so go when it's not crowded, maybe during a weekday.
Yeah, that is a very good idea. Well, friends, we had a lot of fun today talking about the beach. Join us again next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.